We're holding here Parshas Va'era, and we're still holding a little bit in Shem Shakai. In the last piece, it's page 321, there's Sfarno. Bekel Shakai. It says the Ovis only were, to the Ovis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only appeared in Kel Shakai without Havaya. And we've seen, we saw before the Ebenezer explanation, Rambam's explanation, that's Sfarno. Bekel Shakai, Hamoire Shem Tseisa Metzius Kulei. Kel Shakai tells me that I created the entire world. Kimvo Paslech Lecha. Ushmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lahem. So he says, Beis Bekel Shakai Nimshachas Atevas Ushmi. In other words, Bekel Shakai and Ubishmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lahem. Omar, Ubishmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lahem Ba'oysa Hamare. V'lo shenisi ba'adom shum teva mitivi habulti nefsodim. So he says, even though I appear to them as Kel Shakai, as the God of the universe, but I never implemented that practically. I never displayed that practically. So there's no difference really in the Madrega between the others and the Bonim, except in the level of how concrete was the display of it. So he said, "Lachein roi shadil zarzav shakiv zav avoysom, mar hakoy somni la'om uvechein eg olim." So so therefore, I need to now reveal myself to the children and let them have the sense of Kel Shakai. No, the others had it. The bottom never had any concrete sense of it. And therefore, I need now to start doing Eitzes and Reifsim. I guess according to Sfarno, it's an introduction why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do Nisim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do Nisim because he's going to reacquaint himself with Klal Yisrael as the Lord of the Universe. Okay, the next piece is a Kuzari, and he speaks about the difference between Avos and Moshe and Bonim, that the Avos did not need Nisim. Why not? And so on. Umashedosh of Sinbin Azeh Chaval de Ovna Mishtakhin, Harbi Pom Neglis Avam Yitzhak Biyakob Kel Shakev, Leidatev Shashmi Hashem Shashmatecho, Leyach Moisei. So he said, well, I appeared to them many times, and they did not have, they never questioned my actions. They never asked me what my name is. So he says, so the Chazal say over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a complaint to Moshe. He said, listen, I came to the office. They never asked me what my name is. They never complained that they don't see the Nisim. And you, in our first meeting, you have this issue. So he says, "Gama medrash hazeh inyanu misyashiv ach amikra." So the Kuzari says, "This pasuk, this medrash also fits into the pasuk." Ki huksham zaloma yaskin vuos avos lefreis malasam benevua v'loimash leinam elim rak bekal shakai. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocking the Ovis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, the Ovis, didn't have such great nevuah as you have. So Chazal was bothered, what's behind this? Why would he knock the Ovis? In other words, the Chazal was bothered by this introduction that seems to be belittling the Ovis. L'chein yidrushu koyadova teichachol Moshe le'imaloi. Hine ha avos le gile malosin vuelech le ro rak bekel shakai heme minubi. Vegan ke moizet spisit chov shemate nakas pnei bavuram af ki ato she yedatani b'shem agon liftach imcho she yishcho liftach berach matich yisrol b'shmish esi moem oizos moivsim. Vegan ze nochem v'hodel. I'm sorry, this is Ramban, it's not a Kuzari. So he said, So Chazal are telling us that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed out to Moshe was that the others had emunah where you didn't have emunah. Even though I didn't give them the open display that you're going to get, I didn't need to give the open display because they could work just on Emuna. If I can give a mashal so we have an understanding of what of why Emuna would work. Lechura, we have a problem here. We have a problem that to trust and to have faith is a sign of something good. It's also a sign of it's a sign of a fool. Like, what is he saying? They trusted me, and so on. Well, I don't know. Things are bad here. Why would I trust you? I think we need to sort of get a little bit of a different picture of what Emun is. Imagine the following. We have two engineers are asked to construct a building. And one of them is a very, very old and seasoned engineer. And one of them is a young engineer just out of school, kind of. The seasoned one will draw up the plan, work out the equations. He'll be very, very comfortable with those equations that they work. And he's not going to have a problem. The second one is young, inexperienced, and he needs to build a few models to test it before he's really comfortable that it's going to work. The Emuna is that Tfisa and Hasagin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong that the following through with a test was necessary. That they understood their Tfisa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was such that the results of it were obvious. And b'meila, they didn't need to test it. It's just the same thing with people. Somebody that is a fresh acquaintance, whatever, whether it's marriage, work, friendship, I'm still hesitant, and you know, and I don't know, I don't have the experience to say I can trust him, and I don't have the depth of relationship that I can say I can trust him. But somebody have a long-standing relationship, the trust is the as part of the relationship. The depth of the other's relationship was such that the trust was automatic, and that's where I was faulting Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we have a small piece here from the Khuzri. Asher l'tarim etzom Hashem for Hashem Yisparach. The names that are also associated with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Heim ha-moirim al-chiyus al-hayoyis kol abruim ma'is ha-loikai asher yitzorim l'isuyam tzayim b'tivim. They're telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each, whatever it is that we associate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, it means it's His doing totally. What he means to say is, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God who created light, I don't mean to define HaKadosh Baruch Hu down and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the guy from the light. And what I'm saying is, the light is a total creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach yitzer uvayrei v'oysen v'flat zosev adam. Heim tarim hamorin ki hakol nase batzosoy v'sen v'vad. So whenever we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a specific action, we mean to say it's exclusively His. V'yitochen ki lezen iskavna loikei v'omroi v'ir lavrom v'vrimu kel shakai. So it's a meres b'derech hakoach v'ashultin. Kel shakai is absolute dominion. V'shem ha'kotol nich li shashkem erich l'melochim. Loi b'derech ha'neis Shubriya Shabar Loikai. It's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show himself as a nes, which is Kibbinisim Shasav Moshe Yisrael. Kipirush Hashem, Yushmi Hashem Nadati Lehem, Hu Ubishmi Hashem, Habeshul Bekel Shaka B'Shameshet Gam Esmilas Ushmi. Kilamoshul Yisrael Sa'elikai Nisim Asher Ishiru Safik Belev Kibayir Ha'olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch, Klal Yisrael perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a creator because he brought in things that never existed. Max Mitzrayim, Kriya Samsov, Amon, Amud Anan. Now he says, all of these things, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear so openly to them? Not because they were greater Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Ki im meyosam kahol rav asha safik matzaloi makim libaisam. So the Khuzari says, when you're dealing with a large crowd, when you're dealing with a large group, you can't expect everyone to be in the same Madriga Emunah Bitachon. The others had, like we said before, a much stronger connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their connection was so strong that it needed not any display, any open display. But when you're talking about 600,000 people, we're not the level of Emunah that you could expect in that group is not, you have to work with the lowest common denominator. And for the lowest common denominator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to prove himself as a creator, and therefore you have to bring about Nisim. The others, let me say, how you maminim b'emunah shleima or bar leiva, ada she'ilu matzosim rak ol yimeihem, loy hoysa emunosim ala kind of gemes. There were a type of people that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu did bad all their lives, they would never, their emunah not be nifkam le'etzachim ha'masim. Let's talk a little bit about this, because there's a piece that keeps bothering us, and I think it's important to talk it through and understand it. We tend to feel like shortchanged, I guess, in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there for us when we want him, and so on, and we're not sure, and we need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu prove himself to us. And we ask ourselves, like, what does it mean to others trust him, even if the whole life would have been bad, and so on and so forth? And wouldn't it be better that we could constantly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim? Okay, you tell me it's a test, it's an Nisayon. Most people failed in Nisayon, to whether openly or just kind of, down deep, we have our issues. So why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it openly? And yes, you know, Bechira, it's Chayin, I like to have a better answer than that. And I think, let's go back again to the relationship. Imagine if somebody is married long and happily, and his wife's not around for a day, or his wife goes out to shopping for an hour. So one person will say, you know, how can I be absolutely sure that she's faithful? I'm going to hire a detective to follow her. So that way I can be absolutely sure at the end of every day I get a report from the detective. You know, I followed her, you know, Belila, there was no problems, no, so on and so forth. Is that a better relationship or worse relationship? It's a much worse relationship. It's not a relationship. And either the person has a problem, a real problem, or his wife has a problem, or maybe both. That's not. When a person has developed a relationship where he says, I have enough to know where she's now, but I trust her, that's a much stronger relationship, because what you're saying is, I know the person, and the person could never, ever do something like that. There's a very famous story of Reb Chaim Brisker. They say Reb Chaim Brisker has some other deal, but Reb Chaim, it's probably the most apropos, that someone told him that Tosfos says something or other, and he, or the Rambam, and Reb Chaim said he does not. He said he does, he doesn't, because the person brought a Gemara, and they realized that the person, it wasn't quite what he said it would be, and it was a mistake. So Reb Chaim said, it's not that I know every Tosfos in Shas, it's I know that Tosfos never could have said it. That's the lashon. When you know the person, it's like sometimes I occasionally will hear a story about somebody that I don't know personally. Not negative stories, good stories. And tell them it never happened. Now, it's very, very hard to deny something and say it never happened, you know, Lorena and Araya, but I know the people, and the story fits zero of the person's personality. So it's a definitely not. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be a deep relationship. If our relationship was only because we have a check for every box, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always showing himself to us and always explaining what he's doing to us, that's not a relationship. Those are facts on the ground. Amunah is a very deep relationship that I've built up, and it means whatever wherever the person is, I know that he is with me. I just want to add another interesting story, fascinating story about knowing people and knowing. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a tremendous stickler for emes. The sefer that they let out after he was nifted was called Titna Emes to Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov was ish emes all the way. And that was his midah. That was an overriding midah of his. He once told someone that he still has very harsh feelings towards a malamed of his, in cheder, that thought that he caught him lying and hit him, whipped him, whatever it is. And Rabbi Yaakov said, more than the false accusation, what bothered him was that the malamed didn't know him, didn't know that he couldn't lie, that lying is just alien to him. He felt that that was a bigger shortcoming in the malamed than the mistaken charge. It's to charge somebody that it can't be, that's much worse. A Rebbe should know a Talmud, which Talmud could be true, which Talmud couldn't be true. Okay, two more pieces here actually on this difference between Kel Shakai and Shmi Hashem. We have the Ramban. No, Derech HaEmes. Bo HaKosov Kipshuto Umashmo. Yoyma Ani Hashem Nireisem Baspakari Shal Kel Shakai. Kitam Bimara Eila Besvada. Vo'oisi Ani Hashem Loi Nedati Lehem. Shal Nistaklu Baspakari Mi'ira Sheidu Oisi. So he's pointing out Ramban that the distinction was aspaklari meira, which is a clear deher of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki oves yodu Hashem am yuchid, alayim lenevuah. They knew of Hashem, but Hashem never appeared. But lachein keshidav Avram Hashem, whenever you have Avram Sir Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you ask Hashem am yuchidim aleph dalet. Either Hashem with an Aleph Dalet or Aleph Dalet Levadi, because it always wasn't quite the same Darga of Nevuah as Moshe. That's the Pshutus of Mikra, and that's what it means. Vehine, Ha'inyan, Rabban says, Sha'ovis ha'yigile ha'shchina lahem v'adibu ma'am v'midas ha'din rafa. The Ovis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala to them in midas ha'din rafa, v'noig imam bo. V'moshe yisnaig v'yivadu midas ha'rachim v'shu b'shmai ha'gadol. And with Moshe was Midas Rachman. And then he brings some psukim that allude to it. Let's explain why one has to do with the other. In other words, we understand Midas Rachman is wonderful, and we want that, as opposed to Midas Hadin Rafa, which is more Midas Hadin. Fine. Why is it that we're talking about how clear they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why is that related to Midas Hadin and Midas Rachman? It's two separate things. One is a sort of intellectual, either intellectual, metaphysical, how clearly you perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is how nice, and so on. So, and the truth is, when you map out, so to speak, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of Yudke Vavke is Keneged Rachmim. It's not neutral, it's Keneged Rachmim. So let's understand a little bit a core nafgemina between din and rachmim. Midas hadin is nature. Nature is a set of laws that are immutable. They don't fail. Gravity never messes up. Inertia never messes up. And all of the formulas in physics work letter perfect in every circumstance. So Midas Hadin is something becomes a mechanism. A computer is the most Midas Hadin possible. When you give in an application, not through a computer, but you give it to in the good old days, you gave it to the secretary, if you misspelled a letter in your name, It was no great deal. So I get mail under 8 different names. Lopiansky has at least 8 different combinations, there's A's and O's, there's I's and Y's, and there's 2 Lopianskys jammed together, because when you're dealing with people, it's not exact computer. If Lord help me, if I miss one dot on a login, it sticks out its tongue at me and tells me, no, and that's it. And it doesn't tell me, you're almost right. It just, that's it, it's wrong. Midas HaDin becomes a mechanism. There's no other. It's me with laws, and that's it. So anytime we're in a world of Midas HaDin, we are still have an interface of nature. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Midas HaDin in effect, and sometimes a little easier, but at the end of the day, Midas HaDin is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a, I don't say the word person, but as a personal entity. Midas HaRachamim means the other connected to me. So if a computer is in charge of admissions to a school, if I don't cut it, if I get less than the grade, I'm not in, that's it. If a person is at admissions, he says, you try hard enough, I know you, and I think that you'll be okay, you're in. That's the difference. So the Midas HaDin, Midas HaRachamim, are reflections of this Midah. Okay, let's see the next piece. Past that, the Ibn Ezra says, Va'era, Nevuah, Sarvazot, Maras, HaLayla, Alkei Midas, Va'era. So he points out this Nafka Mina, and the Ramban says the same thing also. And so the Sfarnu, they say that it's something which the difference in having to appear at night or in the daytime is another facet of that difference in Moshe Rabbeinu and the others. Let's see one more of Ezra, and it says, "V'lakachti eschem lila'am, I will take you as a nation, v'yizachem l'kim, v'yidati v'nishem l'keichem." There's an Ezra here that says 6 words. Those 6 words are very, very, very significant. V'lakachti kasha tekablu es ha'tera al ha'sinai. One of the questions that has haunted the Jewish nation in the last half century or century almost is, who is a Jew? As Jews turned less and less turned away from religion, the question was, it was Nogia Netz Yisrael. We had a lot of immigrants that feel they're Jewish but they're not Jewish. In America, the Reform Conservative movements, where as their movement dwindles, they keep broadening the circle to encompass as many people as they can. That depends really on how we define ourselves. Who's a Democrat and who's a Republican? Well, when we will define the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, we can now say who belongs to them. So we need to go back. For that to happen, we need to go back to the moment when it came into being as such, and freeze it and say, this is it, and everything afterwards is added. For instance, if I want to know who's a person, then I need a snapshot of what he was at birth. These are the genes and organs that came in. Everything else was added later by training, by accident, by things that happened. But when I'm trying to distinguish between the core and add-ons, so the moment of inception, conception, are the most important moments. We were not a nation. We were slaves of every origin in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'lokachti eschem lila'om, I will take you for a nation. Nebuchadnezzar says it wasn't when we left Mitzrayim, it was at Har Sinai, which means we can only define ourselves as a nation around the Torah, a commitment to Torah, the bris of Torah. Yes, we don't all keep Torah perfectly, but as long as it's around the Torah, it's fine. The slogans like Hitler did not distinguish between reform during the surgery and so forth, that's a terrible, terrible slogan. It basically says that Hitler is the person in charge of deciding who's a Jew. He also killed retarded people, gay people, and handicapped people. Does that make them Jewish? Is our only claim as a nation as the persecuted? Is that what makes a nation? Devinezer says very clearly, Lakathas from Lila on, what makes us a nation is Maimonides Sinai. So anyone who accepts Torah and Mi Sinai is Jewish. No, does the Gaius, the Mil Tefillah, fine. But the core of it is the acceptance of the belief and obligation of doing what it says at Sinai. And any other attempt at defining us is false. It's false and also goes no place. Okay, hold it.